Mary Todd Lincoln is going to be stopping by the History Theater in Superior this weekend. Well, okay, maybe not really Mary Todd Lincoln, but it's just part of a really great season of History Theater that is outlined for folks this year. Laura Ingalls Wilder, Dolly Madison, Abigail Adams, and a story about the Salem witch trials is going to be produced around Halloween. Of course, the Living History Walk in the summer, the Halloween Howl, and more. Tony Tracy's the guy with his finger on the pulse of all the fun stuff going on at History Theater. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So this is an actress that folks who are familiar with the History Theater have seen before. I can't remember Eleanor Roosevelt.
She did a production of
Eleanor Roosevelt for the History Theater. Her name is Jessica Michna, and I think she's probably got one of the funnest jobs anywhere, doing these kind of historical enactment, one-person shows about famous women in history.
Absolutely, and she travels, three-four state area, and she does this year round. Her and her husband, who's her manager and confidant, they travel the countryside and do these great shows.
And she's
absolutely,
and she's got probably a big trunk full of all of these wonderful period costumes that she gets to wear. And it except for all the memorization, it sounds like a great job.
Oh yeah, and she's incredibly gifted, not only as an actress but also as a historian. So she's probably three or four questions deep, as what I was told back when you become an expert on something and talk to people, you need to be three or four questions deep, in your subject. And she easily with every one of her performances, she has a Q&A session immediately following it while still in costume and still in character. So when you come see Mary Todd Lincoln, you are coming to see Mary Todd Lincoln. And when you ask her a question, she'll answer it as Mary Todd Lincoln.
Now, what's really fascinating about the performances this weekend is she does a program on Saturday. The show is called Preserve the Union, and this is talking about her early years and meeting Mr. Lincoln. On Sunday, the show is called An Intimate Conspiracy, and it talks about Mary Todd Lincoln toward the end of her life. So when you go to see the show on Saturday, do you just buy like a two-for ticket so you can come back and see the rest of the story on Sunday?
The tickets are $15 per show, or if you take them both in, it's $25. So you can save $5 on attending both. And like I said, Saturday night is Preserve the Union, her years before the White House and in the White House. And then on Sunday, our matinee at 2 o'clock will be the Intimate Betrayal. And it is, she was very much into a spiritualist, and they would actually have seances in the White House. But then after the president's assassination, and after leaving the White House, then she fell into a period of where she was struggling with mental illness, and the betrayal is actually her son Robert, who lived until 1926, had her committed to the point of that. So it's going to be a very interesting couple of shows. And as in our history of what we're doing, I always try to find out what Mary Todd liked as far as her foods. And she made a great almond cake that President Abraham Lincoln just loved. And you're going to be able to try that too. My daughter is a very willing participant in the kitchen and baking, and she is going to be baking me some vanilla almond cakes, so you're going to be able to taste some of Mary Todd's cooking as well.
So you dug up a Mary Todd Lincoln recipe for almond cake, and that's going to be served at the performances.
It will be. Part of your admission is treats
almond cake
and libations. So yes, absolutely.
Well, that's what a fabulous idea. That just is just kind of the little, you know, the little almond on top there is to have something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we'll get a link set up so folks can find out more information about the performances. Tony, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always a treat.
Always. And just a quick shout out, if I could. My parents just celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary, Don and Jane Tracy, back in Kettle River. So good morning, Mom and Dad. And thank you, Lisa.
You want to just swing by their place today? I mean, anybody who wants to just swing by their place in Kettle River and, you know, or honk the horn when you go by?
Coffee will be on, I'm sure.
Yeah, stop by and wish them a happy anniversary. Tony, that's mushy and romantic, and thank you.
Thank you.
Tony Tracy, our guest this morning, the executive director of the Douglas County Historical Society, radio theater, and the occasional mushy shout-out to one's parents on KUMD, made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.